This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan and the United States have now joined forces criticizing China's coercion and aggression in Asia as senior ministers from both countries held their first in-person talk since President Joe Biden took office in January. Aside from the sharp rhetoric aimed at Beijing, the meeting Tuesday in Tokyo and a planned stop next in Seoul are as much of an effort by the Biden administration to reassure worried allies in Asia after occasionally confrontational dealings with the Trump administration. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after holding the so-called 2+2 security talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and their Japanese counterparts, said democracy and human rights are being challenged, and the United States will push with its partners for free and open Indo-Pacific. Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations to help Donald Trump in last November's presidential election. That is according to a declassified intelligence assessment that found broad efforts by the Kremlin and Iran to shape the outcome of the race, but ultimately no evidence that any foreign actor changed votes or otherwise disrupted the voting process. The report was released Tuesday from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and it represents the most detailed assessment of the array of foreign threats to the 2020 election. These included efforts by Iran to undermine confidence in the vote and harm Trump's reelection prospects, as well as Moscow operations that used Trump's allies to smear Joe Biden, the eventual winner. This is VOA News. Shootings at massage parlors in Atlanta and one in the suburbs left 8 people dead, many of them women of Asian descent, according to authorities. A 21-year-old man was, in fact, taken into custody in southwest Georgia hours after a manhunt. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said 3 people were killed at a spa in northeast Atlanta. A 4th person was killed at another spa across the street, and he said all those victims were female and appears they may have been Asian. A surge of migrants on the southwest border has the Biden administration on the defensive, with the head of the Homeland Security acknowledging the depth of the problem Tuesday, but insisting it's under control and saying he will not revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. The number of migrants being stopped at the U.S.-Mexico border has been rising since last April, and the administration is still rapidly expelling most single adults and families under a public health order issued by former President Donald Trump at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. But it is allowing teens and children to stay at least temporarily, and they have been coming in ever larger numbers. More than 4,000 migrant children were being held by the Border Patrol as of Sunday, including at least 3,000 in custody longer than the 72-hour limit set by a court order, according to a U.S. official. At least 2 people protesting last month's military coup were reportedly shot and killed by Myanmar security forces Tuesday after a morning of peaceful marches. Security forces have killed scores of their countrymen in recent days, and the UN has put the death toll at 149 since the February 1st coup that toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said 183 people have been killed since the coup. Violence was reported Tuesday in the biggest city, that is Yangon, where casualties have been the highest. Police fired rubber bullets in several neighborhoods, and one man was reportedly killed. Another killing was reported in Kowloon City in the northwestern region. Again, security forces once again opened fire at the countrymen in recent days in Myanmar, killing at least 2 more people, taking the death toll up to at least 183. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.